You know how if you look at 2012, you look back at a decade ago, and your memories of it, of America, there's just less division. You didn't care if somebody was a Democrat or Republican. You didn't care about somebody's health status, if they had taken an experimental injection or not. You didn't judge people based on things like that. And 2022, although we still have smartphones and high-speed internet and many of the things we had a decade ago, the country is radically different. People, for the most part, don't go to movie theaters anymore. So that communal kind of movie experience is gone. People hate Hollywood. You know, all these creeps in Hollywood are now despised. They used to be role models. Now they're just completely despised by those of us who are awake. And I would suggest that today, 2022, is similarly different from where we'll be in a decade. In other words, you look back at today as the good old days, when America still had its stuff together somewhat, because in 10 years, there's going to be nothing left. You think about it, Biden seems to be mishandling every aspect of this war between Ukraine and Russia. Like, he wants to get in the middle of it. That's what it seems like, is that he wants us to get into the middle of this. And also saying a lot of rhetoric that's upsetting the Chinese. It's almost like the U.S. leadership wants to trigger a legitimate world war. And if that were to happen, I don't think the U.S. is necessarily the winning force. You know, the Chinese have a very strong military. And the Russians, although they have older technology than us, they don't spend as much money on aircraft development and stuff like that. So older technology, but their warfighters are much healthier because they weren't forced to take this injection series that now is causing so many problems. You know, the clot shot, as it's been called, due to all the blood clots it causes, especially in pilots. So they're fighting at 100%, whereas our guys are going to be, you know, fighting while they're sick. A lot of these people who have vaccine side effects, even though the media continues to censor it and Facebook continues to ban anybody who talks about it, it's completely real. A whole generation has been basically ruined. People in their late 20s and early 30s who now are, you know, in and out of cardiologist visits and visiting the oncologist to have tumors looked at. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Whether intentional or not, this vaccine series is acting as a poison on a significant percentage of people who take it. Now, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's fact. As an experiential journalist, that's been my experience, as people I know are fucked up from the vaccine. Everybody I know personally who got COVID has recovered from it, with varying degrees of health problems afterward. But everybody recovered. Whereas the vaccine, you take something that's supposed to keep you healthy, and your health just goes down a fucking black hole. And so that's the fighting force that America has at the moment. And I think in an all-out world war, we would lose. The Chinese don't have this junk in their bodies. The Russians don't have this junk in their bodies. We would lose in an all-out, you know, tit-for-tat. And regardless of if there's a world war, inflation is, it's reared its ugly head. Inflation is really the elites cashing out of the dollar. That's all it is. You can blame whatever. You can blame it on, you know, gas supply. No, because then everything else would be cheap. If it were just gas supply, everything else would be cheap. But rent and all these other costs are increasing for people. It's not just the gas price. And you look at how countries are starting to explore Bitcoin acceptance to sell oil using Bitcoin. It's over for the dollar. It's going to be a nasty slide for this country. And when people look up to our elite class to get us back on track, these people have no moral resolve. These people in Virginia and D.C., they're just kitty diddlers. They're kitty diddlers. They don't believe in free speech, as I learned personally. The First Amendment isn't worth the paper it's printed on. And the country's just a lie. It's just a complete fraud. Sorry, this country's a regime. No First Amendment. Now they're coming for your Second Amendment. No privacy, no free speech. Can't say what you want without losing your job or all your social media platforms. They poison so many of us with those vaccines. We are not ready for a world war as a result. And that's that. You know, countries aren't guaranteed a continued existence forever. And this country has fucked too many of its own. You don't force poison vaccines on your own warfighting force, not to mention your law enforcement, your cops and judges and stuff. Our country is way more dysfunctional than the treasonous media shows you. People are sick, and they're not sick from COVID. They're sick from those goddamn shots. And either way, inflation destroys what's left of this country, I have no doubt. Because again, you look at the prices, if it were just an issue with the gas supply because of Russia, everything else would be cheap. But that's not the case, and labor costs are going through the roof. Game over for the dollar because elites don't believe in this country anymore. And they never put in their fair share, these sad elites of Virginia and D.C. They use this country as like a sock to do their overseas conquest, right? To knock out Libya because he wanted to launch a gold currency, Gaddafi. Knock out Libya using the U.S. military. Went into Iraq on equally kind of tenuous claims because Saddam Hussein was starting to be a little too independent for the CIA's taste. And that's what America is. It's not a moral power, just a bunch of kiddie diddlers in D.C. and Virginia who use our military as their own mall cops, basically, to beat down whoever they don't like. And that model just crumbles. Now that people have alternate currencies like Bitcoin, it literally just crumbles. And I got no sympathy for you folks in D.C. and Virginia. There'll be trials for you one day. There will be public trials because you forced the vaccine on people. And before that, you were big-time child molesters and child traffickers. We read your emails. You tried to discredit us. But in the process, many people woke up. So, you know, there will be something here eventually, regardless. As America falls apart, there's still going to be this landmass, and there's still going to be people who live on it. But the America we all knew is gone, and will only be more obvious in the years ahead that that lifestyle is over. Trusting strangers, trusting your government, it's all over. These people in government are kiddie diddlers who force the vaccine that doesn't work on the populace, and totally unconstitutional lockdowns, and totally unconstitutional censorship at a level that's like almost breathtaking. Not to mention 6 years after Pizzagate, those WikiLeaks emails of pedophiles emailing each other back and forth, pedos emailing each other back and forth, none of those people were prosecuted. The other day I was doing a discussion on one of the conspiracy forums that I visit. It got more than 600 votes, 600 upvotes, and hundreds of comments. And people are saying, whoa, look at these comments. They're like, they're out to shut you down. Somebody was saying they were so creeped out by the replies. Yeah, it's like even to this day I get attacked on the internet over Pizzagate. This country's gone. I don't respect old boomer pedophiles. Old boomer pedophiles who engage in gang stalking of journalists who covered something incredibly real. We don't have functional law enforcement in this country. We don't have people who care about our nation's children. Literally the future of our country. And you don't care that they're sent off to Epstein Island to be tortured to death. You don't care that they're thrown in the Virginia woods and fucking heated pools and drowned. All those emails should have been looked at in a grand jury type setting. Not on the internet with trolls saying, oh, you got it wrong, Seaman. No, there should have been grand juries. Instead, they ruined Julian Assange because he's the one who published those emails over on WikiLeaks. And it's just the regime. This country has revealed what it is. It's pathetic. Run by pedophiles who were born into their great-grandfather's central bank money. All they seem to care about is diddling kids and slowing cryptocurrency. Truly a pathetic regime. And again, in a world war, we can't compete because our military has been poisoned with a vaccine that causes long-term side effects. Thank you so much. That's my view as a researcher. Always loved this country. But the way I've been treated for the last 2 years is simply unforgivable. I don't know if it's going to be a civil war or just an economic collapse and us, you know, us normal people hunting those who did this to us. But this country as we knew it is over. You don't poison your own in a constitutional republic. You don't silence and then gang stalk journalists for 6 fucking years who just read some goddamn pedophile's emails. You don't do that. You've lost the trust, and you're just people. Doesn't matter how many Federal Reserve notes you got in your bank account. You folks in Virginia and D.C. are just goddamn people, just like the rest of us.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.